Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
So much is coming from both Levens and Angus. I promise to work as hard as I can to get to those podcasts, to eat those McRibs, and to continue to do special things for fam around the world. My passion burns brighter today than ever before. Now it's time to feed the flame. Let's go!
We were meant to do this at my house, and I was gonna open the episode with like, oh, do you hear that? It's the sound of silence. Because my kids are finally back at school.
Yeah, you must be having the best media consumption time.
I was like, okay, time to go see a bunch of movies. Yeah. Because I finally have. By the way, the school week started yesterday. Thursday was the first day of school.
What a prick tease for you. You're just like 5 days. Friday barely counts. Friday's not really a day at school.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, a big chunk of my day is that fucking Hey Fam. Yeah. The podcast that makes us no money.
The podcast that made us $20 a month. Plus, first of all, I'm going to have to get an accountant. Then I'm going to have to get that accountant. Well, I have one, but I'm going to actually get him to look at that last month and just figure out how little listeners we have or something.
So I went to I went to the event cinemas app to like, I'm like, so excited. Like, what movie am I going to see on Thursday?
Do you get
like
coming if, soon? Honestly,
if they,
no,
if they went to, if the kids went to school on Wednesday, I could have seen Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
I could have seen Iron Claw.
Yeah.
I could have seen, I think May, December was doing a screening.
That comes out today.
Something. Yeah. But there was every single cinema just decided.
Migration.
No, fucking Argyle. Nothing else. There was just that Wonka and Aquaman screening at every event
really
cinema.
Really banking on Argyle. That's
what
insane.
The fuck is going on? I can't remember when this happening on any
launch. Well, look, I've been one of the lucky few to see it.
You've seen Argyle, which is a sequel to Argo, right?
Yeah, it's a prequel to Argo and as a sequel to Argon Girl.
Yeah, great.
So it completes the Ben Affleck trilogy, but no.
And it stars Lyle Crocodile.
Lyle Crocodile. Yeah. Timothy Chalamet as Wonka. It's one of the first times a character has appeared in two films at the cinema.
It's essentially Ready Player 2.
It is. Yeah, yeah. This is the Ready Player 2 from the twisted mind of Matthew Vaughn, as the trailer tells us. Yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with Argyle. Like,
well,
as soon as you walked in the door,
it's like when you land in Hawaii, and they put around your neck. You gave me the the guest pass for the Argyle.
What's that?
Screening?
What
you went
that,
to last
what's
night?
What's that tagline say? The greater the spy,
the greater the spy, the bigger the lie.
Now look at that cast.
It's hard not to. This cast is crazy, and there's a lot of like.
But what's interesting is
a lot of our guys.
The
are
people
in, here.
In the center.
Henry
probably
Cavill and a cat.
Combined minutes. Well, from the center outwards is an indication of how little they're in the film. Like the people on the outside almost are the main characters, and the people that are front and center traditionally the spot for the stars of the film. Maybe 3 minutes of screen time. Five.
Oh, bizarre!
It's insane.
So this isn't like a Henry Cavill project, really.
No. No, he has like 4 lines in the movie.
What? He's like front and center with holding this fucking
cat. Oh, yeah. So it's Dua Lipa, who's in the movie. I think if you've seen the trailer, you've seen her.
Here's the thing. Everyone goes on and on about this trailer. I've never seen it.
Have you not seen
it? I've never seen the trailer.
Wow. I mean, I see a lot of movies, so I see it a lot.
Yeah.
It's the one thing they play.
I guess if this came out at the end of last year, I would have seen the trailer heaps. I suddenly had to cease my movie going for 2 months.
It's a movie that fascinates me. And I'll go into more detail why when I talk about it. But it's
I mean,
very...
who's stopping you?
Well, we've got other stuff to do. I don't want to lead with Argyle.
I'm dying to know anything about this movie.
Let's dial it back even further. Matthew Vaughn. What an insanely bizarre...
So Kick-Ass? Middle of the Road. Is that the first movie that...
No, Layer Cake.
I don't know that one.
Layer Cake's pre-Bond Daniel Craig. A lot of people say it's like the movie that got him Bond.
Okay, right.
So he was kind of adjacent to Guy Ritchie, producing a lot of Guy Ritchie films. So to me, I can't... But then he got obsessed with... He started working with Mark Millar a lot, yeah. The Scottish comic book writer.
Mm-hmm. Beloved
by all, by everybody,
and
in the
every
world.
Other every creator that he works with also love loves him
only
so much.
Like 5-star ratings.
Yeah, and on also the opposite of aging like milk, aging like fine wine. All of his ideas,
fantastic, very timeless stories. Yep. Yeah, has created such monuments to the genre like Kick-Ass, Kingsman, which I believe had a different name for a while. It's called Secret Service or something.
That's right. Yeah.
Has made a Miller world, I think he calls it, which
that's
is his
imprint.
Own.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also the universe is all connected. Oh. So like the Kick-Ass characters exist in the Kingsman universe. And it's really funny because for some reason, Matthew Vaughn has chosen to be the man who can translate his edgy ideas to the silver screen. He's committed himself, Matthew Vaughn, to just like making movies ever since Kick-Ass about this guy's universe.
Sure.
So he's almost had like a 12-year career now after First Class, which I still maintain is probably the best X-Men movie this side of Logan. It's the best X-Men movie
did
about
you
X-Men.
First Class, is that pre or post Kick-Ass?
I don't know. I think it was pre.
Okay.
No, maybe it's post.
There is one way to find out, and I'm doing it right now.
No way.
But I remember, like, I saw the first Kick-Ass.
It was fine.
And I thought
Nick Cage
was pretty
brilliant.
Cool.
I liked Chloe Grace Moretz and Nicolas Cage's... story in it, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, Kick-Ass is 2010.
Okay,
First
and then
Class,
he does First
2011.
Class 2011. Yeah.
Some movie called Stardust in there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Stardust is that? Sorry, that's his. Yeah, that's his that's his last one before he does like comic books up.
Claire
that's based
Danes,
on, like,
Michelle Pfeiffer, De Niro. Crazy.
Stardust was. Ricky Gervais is in it.
Gervais, Charlie Cox.
It is kind of going for Princess Bride. It's like adult fantasy,
right,
kind of comedy,
sure.
But it just, yeah. Bizarre film to revisit.
Everyone tries to make a Princess Bride, right? Yeah. This type of director, for sure.
Yeah. But he is...
How old is this motherfucker if he's like, producing, like, Guy Ritchie's, like, best-known movies?
He's 52
movies.
Now.
Lock, Stock, and Snatch, both
he
would have
been, like, his
it.
20s.
How are you a producer in that? He's rich. You...
I guess, yeah. Dude, he's married to Claudia Schiffer.
What the fuck?
This is one of the core... Yeah, so I posted in that...
You know, maybe
Discord.
This movie actually rules.
I've done a deep dive on Matthew Vaughn because I'm, like, obsessed with the way... Do you know what I've landed at? He is Chav Kevin Smith because he's obsessed with these universes and crossing over characters. Like, he's doing the press tour for Argyle now. All he will say is, oh, this is actually part one of a trilogy and we're doing a prequel series about young Argyle. And I'm like, dude, this movie hasn't even released yet. It hasn't even made back its budget. Like, he gets obsessed. Remember Kevin Smith would announce, like, Mallrats 2,
sure,
the series,
of course, yeah.
Clerks 4, and it's like...
But that, this, you know, Kevin Smith was doing that, having made...
Chasing Amy.
You know, to work like 12 movies or whatever at that point. And like, you know.
Yeah. Matthew Vaughn's probably made 12 movies. I guarantee they've made a lot more money than Kevin Smith.
Definitely. But I'm just looking at it. It's crazy. The
First Class, I maintain, pretty good like comic book film. I love the fact it's a period film. I understand one of its biggest problems is it can't use the core X family because timelines don't match up with the Bryan Singer versions.
All of his movies I have like a moment where I'm like,
oh, okay.
Oh no, I hate this movie actually. Yeah. Like, I'm on board with it. Like the anal sex joke at the end.
See, I haven't
of,
seen Kingsman 2.
Of Kingsman. No, it's the first Kingsman.
Is it really? I thought it was Kingsman 2.
No, the like
I can't even remember.
It's like some rich woman and she's like, if you, she's like the princess of some country.
Oh.
And she's like, if you save the world, I'll let you fuck me in the ass.
I swear that's
no, it's the first one. I've definitely haven't seen the second one.
Right, okay.
Let alone the third one, the King, which I didn't realize he directed.
The Pringle. Yeah, it's a Pringle.
He didn't do Kick-Ass 2, because I was going to say that.
That's right.
That has insane. A moment that where...
Jim Carrey's in it, remember? He plays like the Captain America.
Who directed Kick-Ass 2?
I don't know. Probably Guy Ritchie. Maybe they wife swap movies. Kingsman. I'm just typing in Kingsman anal.
You know who one of the producers of Kick-Ass was?
Mark Millar?
No, Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Plan B, of course.
Yeah. Kick-Ass 2, directed by, of course, Jeff Wadlow.
There we go. The secret,
who's that?
In the Secret Service, which was the name of the comic, the princess offers Eggsy to do it in the bum if he saves the world.
So I was a bit more tasteful.
When he returns...
Would you rather up the bum or...
Right, when
up,
he returns,
in the, bum
the code
or up
to unlock the,
ass. The
door is 2625, which spells anal on a number pad.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Fuck that movie so much.
Same
as First Class, I fucking hate because...
You hate it?
Oh, I know, it's like fine, but they kill off a mutant Darwin who can like evolve.
That's right.
Beyond any danger.
Yeah.
And they just blow him up.
Like, yeah.
He like eats a bomb and dies.
I love the, still my favorite probably on screen costumes for a Marvel project.
Yeah. Oh, that, like,
besides Spider-Man.
The vibe of that movie is certainly the best of all also, the Fox
like,
movies.
Also like great recasting. Like to have someone that like stands toe-to-toe with Ian McKellen.
The killer.
The killer himself.
Yeah.
The killer inside. Yeah. I think that movie does a lot right. Also like making Mystique a character instead of Rebecca Romijn-Stamos just like being naked.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it does a lot of stuff right. And I like the like Cuban Missile Crisis setting. But after, it was funny, after Matthew Vaughn did that one, they're like, all right, we're bringing the pedo back in. And then he did like three more films, remember?
Yeah.
Insane. He did like
Days
of Future Past, Apocalypse. He didn't do Dark Phoenix, which again, wow. The X-Men saga is fucking crazy. But
I'm glad I tapped out of that one. Yeah. Apocalypse was like rock bottom for me.
Terrible, terrible. Which was funny because they were being released like in tandem with great Wolverine films.
Yeah, for sure.
The Wolverine, I maintain, really good film. Really good film. Logan is obviously, I think, the better film. But the Wolverine, very underrated, gets overshadowed by Logan. Yeah, so funny. He just was like, Hugh Jackman was like, he's old man Logan to him is like, Zack Snyder and the Dark Knight Returns. Because I remember when he did the Wolverine, he's like, yeah, you know, this is Wolverine on his own. We really would love to do Old Man Logan one day. And then like him and James Mangold teamed up again and did Logan, which was like their version. And it's just like, he's obsessed with that story. They get like really obsessed.
Oh, I'm
with, like,
sure Deadpool 3 hints on it too.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's so funny. These guys just get obsessed with like the non-canonical one-off, like prestige trade paperback story. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And they get like so hellbent on it. Very weird trend. But yeah, this movie is baffling. The marketing is everywhere.
Because I was going to text you yesterday morning and I was going to say, should I just go see fucking Argyle?
No, pay for it.
Is it like, are we talking a Rizless
POS? Just so sourceless. Now, the thing with Kingsman, the thing with Kick-Ass, not X-Men because it's part of like a Marvel.
You know? That's pretty funny. He's directed Kingsman,
Kick-Ass,
Kingsman and the Kingsman, KKK.
Well, yeah, there's only like one black person in this movie, so that kind of makes sense. Those movies, the early ones, ignoring X-Men and Argyle, they're like movies that if you're a 15-year-old boy, you're like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like anal sex jokes and like people getting killed. But
yeah.
At least the first Kingsman, it kind of like looks pretty good. It's like a good-looking film.
The action's always like,
the action's
pretty
very
fine.
It's fun. It's like
it's definitely like it's the overdone of the digital blood shit, but it's still okay.
It's a stylistic. It's not like you're watching it for like, you know, photorealism.
Mark Hamill gets sliced apart in that movie, right?
I don't know. I can't remember. All I know is like Colin Teal's in it.
Colin Teal?
No, not Colin Teal. That's a
sounds like a bird.
Who's the guy that's like the King's Speech, not the King's Man?
Yeah, it's not it's the other Hugh
Who
Grant.
Am I thinking of it? Yeah, the other King universe. No, they're all
Colin
in the same.
Friel.
Colin Friel. Yeah, they're all in the King's universe.
Yeah, okay.
They're all it's all King, it's King's Speech, Kingsman, King Arthur.
Yeah.
The King and I.
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth.
Who's Colin Friel?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I think when one of them, I think Colin Teeley was he wrote Storm Boy, the one I said. I think he's an Australian, South Australian yeah, beloved children's.
They'll
author.
Remake that soon. They really made a Storm Boy.
No,
video
I hear it's
game.
I hear it's joining the Millerverse. Yeah, it was a Switch game.
Yeah,
everybody they're like, do you want to code for it? And I was like, no, I'm an adult.
I played it at PAX and it was so boring.
Yeah,
and here's the thing: like
Australia makes good video games. Hollow Knight.
Take away my citizenship because Storm Boy, also boring, the movie.
Oh, boring as shit.
Yeah.
Some autistic kid that hangs out with a pelican, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No thanks. I want to see an autistic kid that hangs out with Tom Cruise and goes to the casino and it's called Rain Man.
I want
to
see an autistic
Storm Boy
pelican.
Or Rain Man. Like, what are you going for? They're the same movie, the titles. It's literally, I just realized that Storm Boy is a prequel
That's
to
true.
Rain Man. Yeah, this. So, okay, so at least those ones, hyper-violent. For 15-year-old boys. You know what I mean? There's like, there's something like
yeah, goofy
edgy.
Shit.
And yes, it's cringe edgy, but it's also like, at least there's like some kind of appeal.
How good is this? Sorry, can I just read
you
the best line of the Wikipedia entry for the first Kingsman movie?
Yeah.
Kingsman, the Secret Service premiered at the Butt Numathon Festival.
Oh, that's the Ain't It
On
cool
13th
news
of December 2014.
That was Harry Knowles, that guy that was eventually cancelled for like I don't know. I remember that like big fat dude who ran Ain't It Cool News.
Okay.
It was like a downfall.
The butt numathon.
Well, that'd be like, I think they'd book out the like, what's it called? The Alamo Drafthouse and premiere like 30 movies over a weekend.
Right.
Like a lot of actually big movies used to debut there. It was kind of like a few rungs below Comic-Con or something, or CinemaCon, but it would be like, I think like, maybe Tarantino would show like Hateful Eight there and stuff first. Sure, like, okay, it was like right. A very like filmy, internet-y thing.
But it has to appeal to that 15-year-old boy demographic first and foremost.
But this movie, Argyle, there's no blood.
Okay.
There's like no sex. There's no... It's just like a very bland movie. It reminded me of like Spy Kids. It's so strange. I'm going to dive into Argyle spoilers here. Do you know about like the marketing for this film? How... There's a book out that you can buy now called Argyle Book One, and it appeared on like Penguin Publishing maybe 4 months ago by this new author called Ellie Conway that no one's heard of. And then people started theorizing, and I don't think that anyone actually theorized this, and I believe this was part of the marketing, that maybe Taylor Swift wrote it under a pseudonym, and because there was no information on the author, they were just like, great book. You couldn't even read it, so it was already like very suspicious.
Right.
People were saying either J.K. Rowling or who was also written under a pseudonym before, I forget the name, Robert... something or other. Gilbraith, I think she went under that name when writing like detective books. So people like, oh, maybe it's this again. But in the movie, Bryce Dallas Howard plays that author and the book exists.
Okay.
So she's a crime author and she's writing the Argyle books. They're like beloved series. And Henry Cavill is just like, when she's writing, that's what the scenes you see. Like, it's not really...
Okay. And so what they try... You reckon they try to do this, like, weird guerrilla marketing thing that didn't really work?
Yeah, well, they just... People just spoke about Taylor Swift instead. And then I remember when I first saw that it was a book coming out, I was like, oh, obviously Matthew Vaughn or someone else's ghost... Like, a ghostwriter has written it and Matthew Vaughn's pretending it's not him. But it's a book that's set in the universe.
And, like, isn't, like, the premise is that there's a double identity, but they've decided to make that the big twist?
Yeah, so this movie has, like, 11 twists.
Okay.
And none of them feel earned after... None of them feel earned. So, basically, like... The biggest twist is you haven't seen the trailer, so this is great, because the trailer tells you all this. Basically, she's, like, up-and-coming, J.K. Rowling-esque, like... She was a waitress, hates trans people. No, she doesn't. She's a waitress, Bryce Dallas Howard, and she's had this runaway success, and she's releasing her fourth book in the Argyle series. And she's on a train with her cat, which is all over the marketing. Cat's probably the best thing about the movie, just because like it doesn't talk.
And, right.
It looks very in pain all the time, and it kind of, I could relate to that character. And then Sam Rockwell sits next to her on the train. This is in the trailer, and he's like... oh, wow, I'm such a big fan. He's reading the book, sees her photo. And he's like, wow, you really got all the spy stuff right. It's crazy. And then people start like coming onto the train and trying to kill her. And he's like, yeah, you're like predicting it too well. I'm actually a spy. And he starts like protecting her. And she's like damsel in distress. And he's like, I want to work with you because you're kind of predicting Nostradamus-esque. Like there's this actually secret world where there's like a group called like the Division or the Divergent, I don't know, something run by Bryan Cranston, kind of like Spectre in Bond. And they're after you because you've actually predicted all these things that are happening really. And we need you to write the next chapter. And I'm like, that's kind of a fun premise.
Sure. Yeah.
But then it gets so convoluted. This movie's 2.5 hours as well. And I tell you what,
when you see a bunch of like big names on a poster, you know, that shit is going for 3 hours.
100%.
Yeah.
But then, and I'm diving into Argyle spoilers here, guys. The big thing of the marketing is...
This is your Argyle warning.
The big thing of the trailer, I think like the last 10 seconds of the trailer is like, it quickly cuts to different people reacting to like, oh, there's the real Agent Argyle. Like we learned that there is actually a real Argyle in the movie, even though it's like a fictional character. Now, the twist is, and I'm giving you ample warning...
That it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Now, it's very funny. There's like a... discussing film or Variety article from 4 years ago being like 2021, Matthew Vaughn announces a new spy film, Argyle, in which author gets amnesia and forgets that she's the spy and writes. So it's been under everyone's noses and people have dug up this tweet this week being like, oh man, it was here the whole time. Like, it was literally announced as that. So it turns out that her name's like Rachel Kyle, R. Kyle, and she's a spy. Man. And the way, basically she got kidnapped by like the bad guys and she got amnesia and they convinced her she was an author because they needed her. She was mid-mission and needed, like, was finding a hacker or something, got knocked out, and they're like, we need to find out what happens next, and then they convinced her to write it all as a book series. Very convoluted, but then it's all about, like, her remembering she's a spy. But then it keeps doing twists and twists.
There was another movie with Sam Jackson in it.
Yeah, The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's exactly the same. No, sure, and yeah. I was watching this being like, oh, that's a far better version of this movie. Like,
coolest moment in that is when she...
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis does a shot. Yeah. She, like, rolls the shot glass into her mouth. Yeah, fucking love that scene.
Watch that movie instead.
Happily.
And then, like, yeah, so she's projecting Henry Cavill as Argyle.
Astral projecting.
But it's her. She was Argyle. And you start seeing the scenes. Kelly. It's insane. It's just, yeah, it's an insane movie that could have been a fun 90-minute romp. But it's so convoluted. It's so over the top. It's so sourceless.
Does it set a bunch of potential sequels up?
Oh, you better believe. I before we went in, I was like, I guarantee you there's a post-credit scene that links it to
the Kingsman. So you reckon first?
To the Kingsman. Oh. And it does.
What?
Yeah.
Why? He doesn't even, like, it's not even his thing.
No, baby. It's part of the Kingsman universe, the Millerverse.
Why would he do that?
There's a pub at the end called, like, The Kingsman, which I guess is maybe from the film, the prequel one.
I don't know.
And a guy comes in, and maybe two people in the audience were like, because, like, no one knows that fucking movie.
And then
it was like when we
Eggsy
saw...
Eggsy gets anal off Argyle.
No, it was like in the 60s. So I think it's like the prequel one.
Oh, man.
And the guy's like... A young teen walks into a bar and he says like a series of words, which I guess is how you join the Kingsmen. And then a guy from behind the bar pulls out like a gun for him. And he's like, sounds like you're in trouble. And I think that that is... So this is the way, okay, so this whole movie, we learn at like a third of the way in, which actually should have been in the first 20 minutes, that Henry Cavill isn't real, it's a projection, she's writing the spy series. So, you know, the villains have coerced her.
I had so much energy when I got here, I'm exhausted.
Imagine watching
just
this movie.
Fucking hell, man.
Imagine trying to recount
it. Yawning, there's tears in my eyes.
So she's basically been coerced by enemies to rewrite her history, you know, so evil people can find out where this fucking chip is or something. And then we learn immediately, like, oh, Henry Cavill's not real. You're projecting. That's you. Then at the end of the movie, she's, for some reason, an author again, has released a fifth book and is like, yes, and this concludes my, like, Argyle series. And all the Sam Jackson's in the back, like, nodding at her. Like, everyone's a spy. It's so stupid. And then they're like, any questions? They're like, at a Barnes and Noble or something, and this guy stands up with a southern accent. He's like, yeah, I got a few questions. And it's Henry Cavill implying that there is a real Argyle, which doesn't make... But then the post-credit scene is teenage Henry Cavill joining the Kingsmen. And I'm like, but isn't this whole movie about that she's not real, that she's Argyle? Dude, it makes no sense. Then the last text on screen says, Argyle, book one, the movie coming soon. And man, we're just all, we're like, what do those words mean? Like, they are words. They make, like, I know what a book is. I know what a movie is. But in a sense, I think I just saw Argyle one.
And does at some point someone say, maybe you should start going by your real name, Mark Miller?
No. No, no one says that. It's a fucked movie.
Yeah, that sounds fucked.
It's insane. It's so convoluted.
And it just sounds like you had the potential to make a new thing.
You had a potential to make a Romancing the Stone comedy action film.
But you have the cast. You don't need to
tie Sam Rockwell plays a spy in this who dances and is charming, and it's still sourceless.
Yeah, sure. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell, great. You know, he's usually a saving grace in so many projects. He doesn't even save this.
What? So is Dua Lipa fictional in this universe?
Yeah, or? She's in the first... Everything you see in the trailer, which is like a 60s-esque Bond thing. She's like a femme fatale. It's all in the opening scene, which is predictably like a scene from the book.
John Cena?
He is her projection of Sam Rockwell, who we learn is like her old partner, and they've been together for years. The other crazy thing in this movie, it implies that the Beatles song, which came out 2 months ago, Now and Then, is like a very old song, very well known, and it's like her and Sam Rockwell's, I think they were lovers, you learn, maybe it's their song that they always like dance to in like Mogadishu and Vietnam. And he's like, yeah, remember this song? And I'm like, this song is like 6 weeks old.
Oh, what the fuck?
And it plays throughout the movie. It's so bizarre.
And that's a movie that has been completely ignored by the world as well. Like that, no one cares about that new Beatles song.
Oh, I mean, it got like number one. It was like a...
For like a week.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like it's been like pretty swiftly forgotten.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's kind of released as like a we better release it type of thing.
Sure.
They had to, you know, they re-released the Red and Blue albums, not Weezer, but you know, those like best odds.
Yeah,
and they added it to it, like the remastered. So it was like Yeah.
Did Paul play it? I can't remember.
No. It was teased. We saw Paul before that came out. It was coming out the following week. But no, it was a pretty big deal. Like, you know, there was a lot of stuff around it. But it's kind of weird that
it's tied to the Argyle universe.
It is now canon that it is like their song. And it apparently is like an old-timey song. It's Man. So strange.
I cannot Sourceless believe movie. That they tied into the Kingsman.
That's... Dude, I predicted, I like guessed it as a joke before going in.
Isn't the ending of the, like the post-credit scene of the last Kingsman movie,
Hitler
the Kingsman.
Hitler gets invented or something?
And they're like, oh yeah, Hitler's going to be
Nick Fury Hitler, I think.
Yeah, like, and it's all going to be all about Hitler.
Yeah.
The next thing. So I guess
they literally are
teenage ideas. Henry Cavill, who has a southern Fights accent, Hitler. Is going to fight Hitler.
Yeah, maybe.
Sounds cool.
They are literally movies that sound like Reddit comments brought to life. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I guess like, yeah, certain subreddits that are like dedicated to like, yeah.
Like,
I reckon Matthew Vaughn should make the Aya cut of Suicide Squad next.
Yeah, he's just, this is what I mean. He just, he's like a sourceless chav Kevin Smith.
And I think because he really, really swung for that lowest common denominator vibe with his movies, he kind of like coasted along for a while, but this movie's definitely like targeting a more adult crowd,
but
right?
It's not at all like it's, I watched it and we were like, I was like, is this for 12 year olds? Like, no one swears, there's no blood, there's no romance, it's just like very flat, and so it feels like a movie that was made to appease Chinese and like Arab speaking countries censorship. Like,
oh, right.
No one
okay,
touches
sure.
each other.
Okay, sure.
I'm pretty sure a woman doesn't drive.
India,
so you know
India doesn't
you know
need
it's
to bring
well
out the black bars to put over some boobs.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Yeah, where there's... Yeah, it's...
Oh, there's a big cast on Oppenheimer too.
Oh, true. Yeah, dude, it's just fucking... It's just bonkers. Yeah, insane that it exists. And I... You know when you, like, something is so bafflingly bad that you can't help but try to, like... I mean, I know I'm like this. I try to just, I like dove into the lore of this man to just try and put pieces together. Like, how would you arrive to making this film?
Yeah, I'm confused as shit.
Dude, crazy as hell. So yeah, Argyle.
Don't say it.
It's on par with like The Flash.
Well, in terms of like how the
just
fuck
like how it doesn't
made.
Feel like a movie. It right, looks the sure. same as The Flash. Like, it is horrible CG. I don't think there are any real locations in the film. It was a big COVID thing. It's just a horrible film.
Well, hopefully this is like the death
of
rattle
Vaughn.
of
the Kingsman trilogy.
No, of like, yeah, I guess of these like fake ass movies that like these movies that, you know, midway through, like, is this even real?
Yeah, it doesn't feel real. It felt like a 30 Rock film. You know, like they'll throw to fake shows and movies in 30 Rock that don't exist that you see the actors.
Well, how are Sony going to put the nail in the coffin to that genre of movies like they're doing with superhero movies this year? Three nails for the coffin.
Venom 3, Madam Web, Venom 3, and Craven the
Hunter. Yeah. I wonder if they've got some
Father,
bloggers.
The Son, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, man.
Dude, we're seeing
Madam
Web
like
in like
week
2
away?
Weeks.
God, that's so funny.
I got the invite. You're coming, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Dude, you know what's also, it's
when you
it's,
sent me the invite with admit to written on it, I just, I, suddenly that was a legally binding.
I was like bullying you. When are we? Oh, I thought we were seeing it on the. I thought it was on Valentine's Day. That would be. It's the night before Valentine's Day. Imagine you and me. Happy Valentine's. Now, you know what you can do? You can take B to it for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If you want to get divorced. Did you see that Dakota Johnson fired her agency when she left her agency when the trailer came out?
Yeah.
So she's like misled or something. But there's this great like conversation.
Well,
at the
like, there's
that's
a big
something
theory.
That you and I have spoken about before that. A lot of these actors have signed on, and we've seen, you know, there's no worse victim of this outside of Tyrese Gibson of actors who sign on to a movie. And I reckon Sony do it on purpose.
Well, I think
the language, they'll be like, hey, you've got a Marvel movie. And it's these people who like don't watch Marvel. All they know is they make money and the MCU is very successful. It's like, yeah, I'll be in a Spider-Man movie. And then it's, you know, Madam Web or like Craven the Hunter, a movie where like they're probably legally not allowed to say the word like New York City or like Spider.
What the fuck's Adam Scott gonna do in that movie? That's what I'm so curious about.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's playing, from what I've heard, Ben Parker.
One of the Parkers, yeah.
I think he's playing Ben in this universe.
But like, I don't know where this is meant to be set.
Remember that there was rumors that the producers at one point had Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in it and realized, no, that doesn't work. Ben had Tom Holland, and we're like, wait a minute, that doesn't work either.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't know what this movie is.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know
shit.
What my theory is? Those scenes we see in the trailers, the amazing trailers of like them in their spider gear, like their suits.
Yes.
I reckon that's like a dream sequence. Just, I'm only saying that because I've seen Argyle.
Sure.
And like, I'm currently under the guise that like anything that happens in a movie, That looks kind of cool can't be real.
So which studio... Wait, this is an Apple original Argyle?
It's like Universal.
Why is there the Apple logo on it?
It's an Apple original too.
So it's going to be an Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, so you can watch it for free.
That's so funny.
It's so funny that they could release Killers of the Flower Moon in this within like 3 months.
And fucking our boy Napoleon.
Oh, and Napoleon and... Yeah, yeah. What's the one with Marky Mark?
I'm gonna constantly refer to it as Our Boy. Napoleon.
Our Boy. Yeah, you and I are French Francophiles. So yeah, that was my Argyle.
And you saw it with our buddy Alexi, who I'm sure loved it as much as you did.
Yeah, we were like calling each other yesterday on top of texting each other, just being like, "Dude, fucking, what was that?" Like, I can't express to you how fucked it was. It was
kind
of.
I'm
trying to think of a time you and I saw. It was like, I think what's more fucked about it. Because, like, you and I have seen some absolute shit. Like, remember when we saw Aquaman and, like,
Quantumania? The ultimate is when we saw Batman versus Superman.
But, see, the things with those movies is... And, you know, part of the problem with those movies is that they try to appease... They have an instilled fan base. They have people who have read the comics, you know? The thing that blew me out with this is... This is based on nothing.
One of my favorite Angusisms, by the way.
What?
Blew me out.
I
don't know anyone else that says that.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to say blow me away.
Yeah, yeah.
Blew me out.
Blew me out. It sounds sexual.
Blown off the bloody... Yeah. Blew the bloody tires. what blew me out was... Oh, no... Blowout. I guess I'm being
with it. I love it.
Yeah. What blew me out was Argyle is not based on a property. So it's like...
Well, it is now.
Well, it is now, but it's a fake property.
So funny.
So that's what I mean. Like, at least with BVS and all that dog shit, you're like, this has an instilled fan base that'll show up night one because they're like, feel a certain, like they, you know, a calling. They're like, yes, sure. I know this property. I know Batman. These are fucking brand new characters. And I'm like, why does this movie exist? Why did it cost that much money? Why does it look like this? It's insane, dude.
Yeah, wild.
It's crazy. It's insane. It's like, yeah, it's sourceless. I keep checking. You know when, like, you see a bad movie and you just, like, keep looking for reviews to be like, is it just me? It's not. It's currently on 35 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's, like, his lowest rated film. Or 37 now.
Wow, yeah, sure. I reckon it's going to be, like a proper...
Career killer.
Hopefully a...
Matthew Vaughn.
Hopefully, like, an absolute killer of a...
Oh, my God. He made Rocket Man. His highest rated film. Which apparently is, like...
Wait, Matthew Vaughn made Rocket Man?
I swear he didn't. Oh, you know what? He must have produced it. I've just sorted by...
He made King's Man.
Rocket Man is there. It's his highest rated film. But that's... I think so he produced it. I think someone... The guy...
Yeah, he's a producer.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He also produced...
Oh, he did Fantastic Four. Yeah. Josh Trank's. Kick-Ass 2, he produced.
He's producing... He produced the Tetris movie that came out last
Look,
year.
See, he directed films hover around high 70s to 90s. Late 80s.
Guy.
And then... Oh, okay. Kingsman got 40% of positive reviews. Kingsman 2 got 50. Okay, it's been a downward... It's been an incline. Decline, rather.
Damn. Well, this is rock bottom.
Yeah, I never want to talk about Argyle
again. It's so over. You never have
to. Oh, and he always wears just like stupid British... He looks like he's in Peaky Blinders. He's always wearing like stupid British hats. Like those paperboy hats, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, whatever. Fuck, he's terrible. Bonkers movie.
That's great.
I got offered to interview him and I was just like, no, I've got nothing. What am I going to say? Now I actually wish I did interview him after watching it.
For sure.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. What Monster Energy drink are you smashing over there?
Just one in celebration.
It says, like, all I can see is the words "Unleash the Ultra Beast."
That's what it says on all of them. It's always this. That's the phrase. This was in honor of the Death Stranding 2 on the beach trailer.
Good,
watching.
Good segue. Mm. Wait, so it's a Monster Energy Ultra Beast. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this flavor is called Ultra Gold.
Ultra Gold.
I believe it's like the canon of this one is, according to ancient Greek legend, the nectar of ambrosia gave immortality.
Dream job, literally.
To all that drink it, unfortunately, this fruit of the gods is just a myth, but we've inspired to create Ultra Gold as close as we can get for mere mortals. With zero sugar, easy drinking, Ultra Gold has the heavenly fresh flavor of biting into a perfectly ripened golden pineapple. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Who bites into a pineapple? That's not something anyone does.
While we can't promise immortality, our Monster Energy blend will help you stay focused and alert. And get ready for whatever life throws at you, go for the gold. So, yeah, you know, I was feeling a little tired. I've worked, like, I think, like 12 days.
Go for your wife's Dexy script.
Yeah, well, no, I just...
That's what I do. That's my Monster Energy.
Much like, you know, Matthew Vaughn is sourceless.
That's how I bite into a pineapple.
Matthew Vaughn is sourceless. I am wifeless. And, yeah, I cannot obtain a ADHD.
One thing you are not less of... Mm. Great sentence. Is a sequel to Death Stranding.
That's right.
So there was a PlayStation State of Play and Shaquille O'Neal meme of him sleeping at the very I do not give a shit about State of Plays. There's never been a good one. They're not as like unhinged and
PS5 Switch ones. One was interesting when it was like, here's all the games that will come out eventually.
Sure. This one was pretty good all the way through, I thought.
I mean,
it was mostly like mid to fine for the first half. The whole second half was the best trailer I've ever seen in my life. And I say this as someone who, despite being a fan of the final product, I don't really like the teaser trailers for Death Stranding.
Oh, really?
I was just kind of like, well, what's the game? What's the game going to be? Whereas this was like, it got me so invested in a game I was already super invested in. Mm. I have officially re-downloaded the first one.
Oh, wow.
Because I never finished it and I never did all the dumb DLC.
Yeah, cool, cool.
But this trailer was fucking sick. Yeah, it was so insane.
I've been trying to add it to my Letterboxd all week as the best film I've seen this year.
It felt so focused at the same time, though. It was like someone goes, okay, tell me all of the crazy shit that's in this game. Mm. And there's a lot of it.
There's so much.
But then I guess he must have just got a good editor for once.
He edited it.
He fucking did it.
He edited it. He's like, I edited this trailer. Like, I
it's
hope you like
masterfully
it.
Done.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, insane. I'm like, we both think he's a goofball, but like, when Troy Baker shows up and as Higgs, a new version of Higgs who is wearing a mask at the start.
I guess he died.
And
in the
then
last
takes his mask off and he's wearing a Joker makeup. But like, his delivery of those lines, they're riveting.
He's so menacing. He's twanging.
But like, Kojima dialogue is pretty clunky. I cannot wait for this game.
Same as it ever was.
Yes. No, he's way more camp
he's
than talk, that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So
he's
good.
Very camp. He's dropping talking heads lyrics.
And like, look, I know you went for the record of watching Mad Max Fury Road the most times in 1 month.
Like Kojima.
Kojima fucking smoked you, bro. And there's not even, like, not only are there like, The five references to that movie within
Dwarf Warrior, there's a guitar that shoots electricity.
He fucking scanned George Miller
into
the game.
In the game. George Miller is basically playing Kazuhara Miller by the looks of it, just an older version, don't you think?
So what he's done, it's the same thing as Guillermo del Toro.
And Winding Refn from the last game where you body scan, but...
then just, you get a sound alike.
Yeah, he's got an Aussie guy.
So he's got like an older sounding Aussie guy.
Yeah, it'd be great if it was like Russell Crowe or someone.
Brian Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Man, what a trailer. I mean, I knew we were going to love it, but like...
No, because I don't like the ones where it's like...
What about the one from 2 years ago where they first announced DS2?
Yeah, that was fine.
Isn't that crazy to think that was announced two years ago?
That's
brilliant. And that trailer was so different. It was like...
You just argyled me, bro.
It was like a... domestic setting, and it was just like Fragile, a baby, and Sam wasn't even barely in it. Remember, it was like,
did Fragile completely... have the cool second pair of hands?
No, yet? She was like, it was like in a kitchen, and there was like toys. It was and very when
she lights
different.
The cigarette. Just by clicking her, when she's her like, second set of hands.
When it like raises its finger when she's like, I don't know the end. Like when it's like, when it's...
What is she cooking?
When
I
it's
love
gesturing
it.
For her.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's so cool. And like I said to you before we started recording, shout out to women, cool women characters in Japanese media in projects set after a time jump that command ships and wear berets. Got to be one of my favorite genders, which I'm obviously talking about Misato Katsuragi when she becomes the head of VIL, the flying ship organization that hates Nerve. And it looks like Fragile is doing exactly the same thing. She's got a Kangol on and she's in charge of some ship that flies around the world.
But it's so sick that they were like, yeah, that's who you're going to answer to now. She's so the head of Drawbridge.
It's
like,
so sick.
Because like I... had the most connection to her.
She was my favorite character. In loved the first her. One. Loved her. Mary. She was like cyberpunk Mary Poppins. Remember, she'd have a little umbrella, disappear. Loved her.
She's
such
fragile
a cool
by name only now.
Exactly. Yeah. And she has four rain. Hands now.
But like,
and a puppet.
When we see Sam at the start of this, he's like in a fucking cocoon of tar.
Yeah.
And they're like removing it. I love the bit where his eyes open. The gross sound effects of his eyes opening.
And they're like pulling like black tar out of his.
And he's got like, he's almost like part octopus or something like that.
Yeah,
he has
there's
like
all those holes on him
things
and
in it.
Like little suction caps. I mean, insane imagery.
Banger
which,
trailer.
Yeah. It's
I mean,
crazy.
But the thing is, he can always do insane imagery. He's the master of that. Mm. But this, I just found...
Some of the landscapes in this game, like obviously the first game is very, it's very mountain-based. It's set in like, it's Iceland posing as...
Do they say where you are in this?
Well, it sounds everywhere. Like, you did America last time. Now we've got to connect the rest of the world. There's like deserts, more water... that amazing shot. It looks like day-night cycle this time because there's that shot of the moon.
Yep.
Which looks insane. It just looks stunning. It looks like fucking crazy.
Like, I shiver around down my spine when the water comes through and breaks your bridge.
I've never seen like water
like,
physics like
no.
that.
No, well, I thought that was like once you make the bridge, that's it. It's
no,
there forever.
No, they always they erode over time, remember?
Fuck. What a game.
Yeah. Man, so on board. Samurai sword, guitaring.
Yeah.
Insane. Higgs. Puppet that kind of hangs out with you. No idea what's going on there, but fucking crazy.
And
it's like
animated,
he was like,
different.
He's like, Guillermo, loved your Pinocchio. I'm going to do that in my game now.
Yep.
Insane. He's like stop motion.
It's cool how you called him Guillermo.
Guillermo.
My favorite Sesame Street
movie. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of puppets.
Is that his name? Guillermo del Toro?
Guillermo.
Guillermo? Oh, Guillermo. Whatever, man. Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Elmo. Yeah. Wild as hell, my dude.
Yeah. And then immediately followed by the news that there's another Kojima game in development.
Yeah, big surprise. Which
and
like,
it's not just a game.
Well,
because...
we knew OD was coming, which was announced at Jeff Keighley's house last September.
Oh, best thing
the
about
game
this,
awards.
this whole announcement was Jeff Keighley was nowhere to be seen.
No, and I reckon he was just looking at his phone the whole time, hoping Kojima would call him or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So this the big other announcement afterwards, because as we know, Kojima Productions is gone. It's an independent studio, so yes, it can bounce between different consoles and different publishers.
But man,
so
if I'm Sony, I'm like, I'm paying the money to make sure
and
he's
exclusive. They're paying.
But, well, they have. They fucked up. That like Xbox have one of his.
Well,
games
they have
now.
OD.
Yeah.
But now Sony have partnered with him exclusively for maybe Death Stranding 2, though I doubt it.
Because that's you can
that's
have
just
it on phones
now.
Yeah.
And Mac. It's crazy. But
how much
NPC,
is that? Have you looked in the App Store?
It's like $80.
It's an expensive ass app.
Yeah. It's.
Can you play like a demo of it first on your phone? No. That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I actually haven't checked. The big thing was Sony have now said they're partnering with them, which sounds like something they should have done from day dot.
Okay, so it says it's $30, but it also says that I can already download. Oh, no. Okay, it's not compatible with my device.
You need a 15 plus. Like
I'm going straight to the Mac store.
Hideo Kojima. Okay. So he then announced that after Death Stranding 2 and OD, that he's releasing a game called, codenamed at the moment, all in caps, Physint, spelled P-H-Y-S-I-N-T.
Oh, I read it like physics, so like Physint.
Physint, Physint, Physint.
I mean, he say the name?
It's only a code, no. It's just a code name. And it is a project of a genre he's been... So basically the head of PlayStation Studios... says in this video that it's only those two standing on a stage chatting. He said he's been encouraging Kojima to reinvent the tactical espionage game for years, which obviously Kojima has a very checkered past with as he invented the genre essentially single-handedly over...
reimagined it five times.
Then was fired from the company that let him work there. And so, yes. But the big thing is they're not really saying a lot, but Kojima's very much... All of these games have been cinematic, you know, especially from Metal Gear Solid 1 onwards, that this game will blend cinema and game like no other before. And it's going to be taking advantage of or something of Sony and Columbia's like assets and
library
of sound, fashion. It sounds so crazy. Crazy enough that I told you I think Tom Cruise will feature in it in some capacity.
I think a different actor whose initials are TC is definitely going to be in it. Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet? Sure, yep. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I don't know about Tom Cruise. I would love for that to be real, but...
I mean, I don't think Tom would be in a leading role. I see him as like a elder statesman character.
I'm definitely giving you a mission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine the mission doer is him giving a mission giver.
I reckon that's how Mission Impossible is going to end, with him giving your mission if you choose to accept it, after we think he's dead.
Yeah.
That'd be vibey as hell, right?
Definitely. And then he's giving it to Argyle.
Now called Dead Reckoning, no part one.
What do you reckon the next movie is going to be called?
I don't know. I mean, not Dead Reckoning, but anything but Dead Reckoning Part 2.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What a dumbass studio to fuck it so hard.
Yeah. I reckon that was Tom's idea too, to get rid of the Part 1. I reckon he's making some executive
calls.
I'm sure
it's everyone just desperately trying to save that movie.
Yeah.
And that franchise. It sucks that like definitely the best action movie of last year.
Yeah.
Like struggled. I mean, it still made fucking $700 million or however much.
Yeah.
But like... Yeah.
They fucked it. They fucked
it. They should have done a billion.
They forced Tom to release it then.
Yeah.
Terrible shit. Sourceless.
They were scared of Indiana Jones, right? Imagine how much cool it would have been if it was just like Mission Impossible stomps in Indiana Jones.
That would have happened.
Yeah.
That would have happened. They're so foolish. Yeah, very pumped for DS2. Now, you know, I've got 2 more years waiting for that. No, 1 year. It's 2025.
I've still got a Dirty Sprite 2 t-shirt.
You should wear that the day it comes out.
Best future album.
I can't wait to drop $500 on like the PS5 Pro and...
Yeah, you sent me the box of the Dune Lego. And I know this sounds extremely hypocritical coming from me, but my initial reaction was like, you don't need that.
I forgot I ordered it. I ordered it like...
It's a six set.
September last year.
Six set. Lego for me now is like, do I need any of it? Like if I'm not buying it with so my much. Kid...
Yeah.
And I bought Archie like the Donkey Kong Mario sets, and he's like, thanks. but then I got him the Pac-Man Lego set, and he loved every brick of that build.
Yeah, no, I'm selling like even Star Wars ones that are like 9 years
even
old now.
Star Wars.
Yeah, just ones that I'm like,
have you found that like, oh yeah, these things go up in value? They don't really. Like you might get 20, 30 extra bucks. Like
Star Wars, I don't know. Star Wars ones I'm making like more money than I paid for them.
I bought a Death Star at half price and then sold it for like... just a little bit more than the retail price of it.
Right.
A few years later.
But box, like, mine are unmade.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm out of that. That's probably my most destructive phase is when I was buying like 5 to 10 Lego sets a week.
Yeah, like especially the Avengers ones.
Oh, man. I've got to sell all those.
Noon told me he is making all the Eternal stuff this week, which I'm like, that's awesome.
So big week for Eternals heads. So big week for Noon and nobody else in the world.
Big week for Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's are those motherfuckers coming back? Watch. They are.
In What If.
In animated form for a What If episode.
Alf's back in POC form.
Yeah. The
Kingo's back in Telltale
buy
Games
Kingo
form. POG. Pardon?
I'd buy a Kingo.
Oh, sure you
Telltale
would.
Games is a good call. So the episode is called What If the Eternals Didn't Do the Bullshit They Did.
Didn't like kill the world.
Fuck, I don't know where it is. that's so funny that the Eternals are coming back.
I've been demanding it for so long.
How funny that if you search Twitter, Eternals, what if it's not, here we go. What if the Eternals never stopped the emergence?
What's the emergence? Is that their head coming
is that what
out?
Is what happened in the movie?
I guess so. Did you see the big news that Brad Pitt's being cast in Tarantino's final film, The Movie Critic?
Okay, what the fuck has that got to do with my beloved Eternals franchise?
Anything but the Eternals.
I mean, that's not that surprising.
Brad, but that is good shit.
It is good shit.
And also the sad photos this week of Leo on the set of the new PTA film.
Far more excited about that. I think that is going to be like an all-timer combo.
So sick.
Yeah.
And it's his first non-period.
Can't wait for Leo to not get an Oscar nomination for that.
Yeah, they hate him.
So bizarre.
They hate him. Yeah, very.
Did he go on for The Revenant? Is that the last one he got?
He won the Oscar for The Revenant. It's the only one he's gotten, besides production ones.
Sure. Yeah. What about Gilbert Grape? Did he get a nomination for that? Didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, didn't win. Took him The Revenant. Should have got it for Wolf of Wall Street.
Sure.
Should have got it for Once Upon a Time.
Wasn't everyone but him nominated for Titanic?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Yeah.
They just hate him.
That's crazy.
I don't know why. I guess because he has so much sauce. He smoked too strong.
What are you more excited for? Tarantino's last movie or the P.T.
Eternals What If?
Yeah, Eternals What If, exactly. Yeah.
Eternals What If.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Because
we watched every episode of season two of
It would be
if.
Sick if someone.
I can't believe I made it through season one. That was so boring.
I know. It was horrible.
Nothing fucking hurts more than like a cheaply animated series by one of the richest studios.
Like, you know how like their big thing with What If is like, oh, we've got RDJ. We got like all the big. It would be so funny if like.
No, they never.
Or if the Eternals don't come.
Well, I reckon that's going to happen.
Do you reckon?
I reckon it'll be like Kumail, like as if fucking Angelina Jolie is coming back for this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like there's no
wasn't
way.
Wasn't she like disabled in it or something? She couldn't. Weren't people like feeding her at a table?
No, she was fine, wasn't she?
I don't remember. I remember her being like at a table being fed by.
No, she just like was a bit forgetful or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, disabled.
You reckon Gilgamesh is coming back?
I think he was just feeding her. Weren't they like living in a
There's no way Barry Keoghan is coming back for this.
Nah. What a weird
Keoghan,
movie.
Keoghan, say his name?
Yeah, I think so. What a strange ass movie.
What a long ass movie. Yeah, the original Argyle.
I hate that movie, man. That's
the movie
crazy.
Made me really sick. I was like sick. I was down for a week after The Eternals.
You were what?
I was like down for a week with sickness. Did you get COVID? Sickness. No, I was like, it was like during COVID, but I got like a really bad flu.
Yeah, the emergence.
Yeah, because we hadn't been seeing many people.
I'm more excited for Death Stranding too. It's like,
that's like your number one.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I've got something to live for.
I was actually going to say the P.T. Anderson film with Leo, which of the two movies?
Oh.
Tarantino or P.T. Andy?
Well, you know, I think Tarantino's because it's his last film. As he keeps saying.
I don't think it is.
I think he's going to do like
video
TV
games.
Series.
Imagine if he moved into video
books,
games.
Video. Yeah, no, he would be so, he wouldn't be into video games.
A variety show. Quentin Tarantino variety hour.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I see both sides. Like it's cool to end on a high. Well, a supposed high. We haven't seen it yet, but I don't know. There's something cool about Scorsese being like 87 and making Killers of the Flower Moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I reckon like short films. He'll like just and release on his terms.
Yeah, yeah. Or miniseries. You know what I mean? Like, because you know, he recut The Hateful Eight and maybe something else. He's like playing around with that format.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Weird guy.
Yeah.
Loves feet. Loves feet.
So earlier today, I finally... Ooh. Finished The Curse season one.
Oh, finally.
I
never wanted to be pushing you, but I was always like, dude, have you seen The Curse yet?
Well, it's like you know, that like...
I didn't really have anyone to talk to it about. I haven't watched Nathan For You. And
I've watched the first season of Nathan For You.
Right. Did you watch the rehearsal? Yes, you
watched
the
rehearsal. All the rehearsal. Liked it more than you did.
Yeah.
And when you were like so positively reviewing... Like, you know, have you seen the new episode of The Curse yet? And I was just like stuck in that fucking limbo of like...
Gifting your kids Donkey Kong sets they hate.
And like...
I didn't realize he didn't like it.
No, he's like, oh, cool. Like, they're like, you've built one of those Mario sets. They're like barely a set. You know what I mean? It's like, they may as well be like Duplo.
What was his reaction like? I'm so... Was he like,
he's on the spectrum. So if he doesn't like... Archie will never, ever pretend to like something because his brain physically won't let him.
It won't let him like... I better put on a show for this person.
Like, if I make him dinner, even if it's taking me like 6 hours to cook, he'll be like, please never make this again.
That's so funny. You're like blood, sweat.
Yeah, and I used to take offense. Now I love it. Like, it's so sick.
Yeah, you're like, thanks.
Because like
thanks for your honesty.
The flip of getting him something, and mostly it's like when I get him books, like there's a 50-50 chance that he will like need so much coaxing to actually read it for the first time. Like, something just might be off on the cover and he'll be like, no, I won't read this one. And then you have to be like, actually like open the book next to him and just like, like put it in front of his face for him to start reading it before he actually gives it a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
but
really
like,
funny.
Yeah. Like I said, like once he opens it, he'll think it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's like that you don't really, like, I think the main thing is like those Mario Lego sets, you can't really like display them or anything like that.
Cause the whole thing is like you build tracks essentially. Right.
And I think it's, I think that's, It's over than Argyle.
It's over, yeah. Done, right? They've now realized
there's a Bowser car from... They've made the car from 3D World. You know, he has like that fucking cool car. So I'll get that. I'll still buy that garbage. But
hey, first look at Woody Woodpecker movie.
What the fuck? Why are they making that? Look at his goofy ass face.
He looks like he's in a duck book, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed we haven't spoken about... But tell me about... I was like, we haven't even talked about duck books because you watched The Curse. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about duck books.
We'll do... Why can we do full spoiler for The Curse and PayFam this week? People... But I also brought all of my emulator systems because I've got sent two more of them in the last week.
We're going
to
review
them? I'll at least show them off to you in PayFam as well.
Yeah, please.
They've all got stupid names and they all come in like very underwhelming box art.
Oh, yeah. This is like just straight off the Alibaba supply. Look, this has got fucking... Papyrus font on the side. Look,
yeah, it's right up your alley.
This is great.
Yeah, definitely.
There's the Miu Mini Plus, which I actually think I watched a video on this morning.
Was it my video? Because that's the only one I made.
No, it was on YouTube.
That's the Pow Kitty, of course.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what font that is.
I got the yellow version. Oh, okay. Other, yeah. And then this, and I don't even know who sent me this one today. This one rocked up this morning.
The controller gamepad game stick. So it's game. Like... How many times is the word game on this box? The original 3D rocker. Special game rocker.
So it's like a dongle that you plug in your television. I don't know what consoles are on it, but it comes with three like PlayStation 2 rip-off controllers.
Wow. It's got a professional game chip.
I've always wanted one of those.
3D game.
It has double rocker control.
These are like
control.
Those things where like you go to like a $2 shop and they sell like the like there's 60 games on there.
Yeah, I'd never buy it, but I love that they just show up in the mail it's all the insane. Time now.
Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't know they still made. I guess the market's big again.
Yeah.
I don't know if the brand's called 4K Games or if it's...
No, the brand's called Game. The logo is like, it just says Game and there's a guy wearing sunglasses.
This might
controller.
Be the best bootleg I've ever seen.
Yeah,
just
I'm
in terms
into
of like 3D games, 4K games. They're just like, yes. Which ones are on here? All of them. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's PayFam today is going to be the curse and emulated
the curse
systems.
Of emulation.
Yeah, the curse of these things that rock up on my doorstep twice a week.
I realized I could homebrew my Vita if I ever want to play a lot of older games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can borrow one of these things.
Yeah,
I can. Give them a shot. But before we wrap up and plug PayFam, I just want to quickly plug another podcast that I used to do that I now only bring back once a year. It's called All the Small Games, and we tried to be weekly, but doing two podcasts at once. Fuck,
you,
I was doing like
I remember
four.
You doing like four. That was shoot fucking me in the head,
bizarre.
Man.
That was a weird cry for help, and no one heard it.
Well, they still don't because we only made $20 last month.
That's true. we did the best of 2023. So that we counted down our 10 favorite indie games of last year. Mm. It's a 3.5 hour episode, with
That's
my
long.
Friend, John Valenzuela. And, it's a joy to listen to, I believe.
Yeah.
It was very fun to record, but yeah, everyone is really loved listening to it. Got lots of nice emails and messages from people. And, if you are like a fan of indie games or maybe it's something that you are just, you know, curious about, we go through all the best ones from last year and you can hear
Can you give us a spoiler of some of the best ones that you liked?
Blasphemous 2.
Oh, yeah.
Right up there.
Up there.
The very horny anime rabbit game, Tevi.
Oh, what's that on?
It's pretty good, man. It's on everything. It's on all consoles.
Tevi.
You want to see some rabbit boobs?
Sounds very
You'll be like, how could this guy be
reading... Sounds very Tezuka coded.
Oh, man. I finally started Phoenix last night.
Oh, yeah. That's like...
That's his like
I big magnum opus, right?
Which is like, which he never finished.
Yeah,
but,
sure. Oh, Tevi, okay.
Yeah.
How is it?
Tevi or Phoenix?
Tevi.
Tevi's a lot of fun, like a goofy ass Metroidvania.
And now Phoenix,
Incredible. Like first, I read the first like 200 pages last night of like I think.
And
it's,
I know
like,
it uses a lot
of
his characters from other properties.
Yeah. It's been on my iPad on like one of those. Like, remember Manga Dex?
Yeah.
Which has been
shut down 40 times.
But
I think
Manga
Dex is made by 4D Games.
Yeah, definitely the company Game.
But you downloaded that before it got shut down.
Yeah, and so it's just been on my iPad for like years, and I was like, fuck,
crazy
it.
Ass hard.
Because you and me are probably going to go to the Tezuka Museum in Osaka.
Oh, we're going there, baby.
Ugh. And I know there's tons of Phoenix. I want to read all of his like big works. So I'll try and get through that and Buddha.
Is there a dog rape room, you think, there? Where you can just walk in and look at...
Get raped by a dog.
Well, it's just all like a monument to all of his stories of like beasts being, you know...
I like the idea of like there being just a drawer with a room with a desk in it.
Yeah.
And you have to...
You have to put on his
daughter's shoes walk over and open it up and it's full of furry porn.
Furry porn, yeah.
Can't wait, dude.
Yeah.
But hey...
That's how I want to go out. I want to leave some porn for you to discover.
I'm your daughter, am I?
Yeah.
Great. All the small games, you can find it at sanspantsradio.com or, you know, wherever you find podcasts. And you can find PayFam, where we're going to talk about The Curse and some fun, definitely legal emulators.
I've seen a bunch of movies this week too. I've been gone Gangnam Style. I've been watching a bunch of Korean films.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can just talk about those if I
Korean
want.
Movies. The Hangover.
Oh, I also watched The Hangover Trilogy after you and I spoke about Todd Phillips last week. I did it, baby. Wolfpack was back.
Okay. Well, look, if we've got time for it.
Oh, we've got time for it.
All right. Patreon.com/HeyFam. It's going to be an absolute scorcher.
I don't think I'll be talking that long about it. I mean, I thought the same about Argyle, but no, this is, you know, this is continuity. We spoke about Todd Phillips's career when we were doing one of the scrolling through Apple TV episodes.
Beloved.
Yeah. Now we got to do
TV apps.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Come join us over at patreon.com/HeyFam. You also get to join our Discord. $5 a month is all it costs to get a bonus episode of HeyFam every single week, plus access to our Discord. And we'd love to have you join us.
Did you get June tickets for IMAX?
No. Should I do that?
Part one?
I didn't realize
they're doing
it. Yeah,
they're really
I got to watch that shit again. And when do the...
They're not on sale.
When does Tenet go on sale?
I've been checking the app every day.
Can you text me when it happens?
As soon as it's on, I'll get 2 tickets.
All right.
I'll check the time first.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.